I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, if you're one of those people who hate onions, I actually love them, but some people hate them. Well, this is for you. And when a restaurant puts them on your food, you get upset. Well, this is what happened. This seems like a bit of an overreaction. A guy was drunk, went into an Indian restaurant in Pittsburgh on Tuesday night and ordered his food without onions, but they put them on anyway.
Ooh.
What happens when you get food? Like, would you just, like, if you hated onions, would you continue to eat it? Or would you be like, dude, take this back?
I think if you hate them, you got to take it back. Did you say an Indiana restaurant or an Indian restaurant?
Indian restaurant.
An Indian restaurant.
Yeah, Indian. Yeah, food. Yeah, okay, yeah. Maybe this happened here too, and we haven't heard about it yet. This happened Tuesday night, though. Well, he ordered it without onions, but they put it on anyways. He started yelling at the staff, and then the only thing you can do, and they're not listening to you yelling, you got to do what this guy did. He dropped his pants and exposed his junk to the employees.
I'll show you my onions.
There you go. Yeah, man, that's my junk. Let's go to another one. A 28-year-old guy in Florida named Jonathan Hinkle called 911 the other day and said his grandmother was in trouble. Oh, God, this is not going to be good. He said she called him for help after she had a stroke in a Hooters parking lot. Oh, my gosh.
Ooh, yeah.
That's terrible. So he was running there as fast as he could, but he wanted a cop to pick him up on the way. Okay, I mean, I guess that makes sense. If you're wondering why his grandmother was at Hooters, hold on for that. I'll tell you in a second, because police, they did give him a lift, but they couldn't find the grandmother. They finally tracked her down about 3 hours later, and the good news is she was fine. She hadn't had a stroke, and she also said she never called Jonathan for help, and apparently she hadn't been at Hooters that day either.
What?
Yeah, it turns out Jonathan called 911 just to get a ride so he could go to Hooters. How lazy are you, dude?
There's Lyft and Uber, Jonathan.
Anything. Police arrested him shortly after for misusing 911, and I like that they're doing this. They're also making him pay back $222 for the wasted manpower of looking for him, though.
Yeah, that's good.
Anytime you got to pull like an elderly person into your lie, it's not good. I mean, the only thing worse is he could say his grandma died, but he's saying grandma had a stroke?
Yeah, that's wrong. I've worked with a lot of people where they, you know, I feel like they ran out of grandmas because, like, their grandma died numerous times.
You're like, man, you've had a lot of loss in your family this year. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you only have two, right? most.
Maybe a step-grandma or something? I mean, could you split it that way?
A step-grandma?
And a step-grandpa? Maybe. I don't know if you could add it on there. Yeah, but... That's pretty desperate. And your final dummy of the day story today, a 45-year-old woman named Rachel Mitchell from Ohio went to the hospital earlier this week. Why? Well, she told the nurse that she bought some crack from a friend, but after she smoked the crack, she felt like spiders were inside of her. So she was pretty sure her friend had sold her a spider egg. I'm no angel, but I've never done crack cocaine, so yeah. I'm not sure exactly what happens, but I guess it didn't cross her mind that maybe that feeling that was inside of all those imaginary bugs in your skin could be the side effect of smoking crack.
Yes.
Anybody listening smoke crack, can they verify that? 317-239-1009.
I mean, have you smoked a spider before?
I mean, one time I was at a college party. No, but like, how messed up do you have to be, though, to like, I guess, I don't know. I only smoke like one thing, and I've drunk like a bunch when I was younger, but I couldn't imagine like freaking out thinking a spider was inside of me. That would scare. I mean, that is kind of scary, so she must have been on some messed up stuff. Now, here's the thing. Anyway, she gave the nurse the second crack rock so the nurse could test it for spiders. She's like, here, take this.
Yeah, make sure there's no spiders in this crack rock.
Take my crack rock.
Hey, can I get it back?
Yeah, I'm going to need that back after testing. Don't waste it all. The nurse called the cops, and when they got there, Rachel was actually happy because she figured, hey, they're going to help get to the bottom of this spider or crack rock dilemma. Rachel was arrested and charged with possession of a controlled substance. So apparently it really was crack cocaine and not like a spider. So she's, I don't know. I don't know if she should still be mad at her friend or what. And how about her friend getting narked on right there, too? I don't know if she's going to jail or not. Those right there, those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Is this Emily?
This is Emily.
Oh, my gosh. You sound so exciting, which is very good. Let me give you a check mark. There we go. I'm going to have you help me out and do the... I'm doing the garbage, but you're going to kind of fill in for the role of Alex for this one, okay? So we'll do it, and then I want like your reaction to stuff. You can be honest, too, but no swearing. You can't be that honest, okay?
Oh, I'll try.
Well, no. I need a solid verbal commitment. No swearing. All right. Here we go. Let's get into the garbage this morning with Joe and Emily helping out.
It's the Joe and
Emily.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right. I got to find my garbage. First of all, Emily, the number one thing is to have your garbage ready to go when you're doing it. All right. Here it is. During former FBI Director James Comey's testimony before a Senate panel yesterday, he stopped short of accusing the president of obstructing justice, but the Russia-related investigations are far from over. Did you catch any of that yesterday, Emily?
I caught the tail end of it, but what I thought was honestly, no matter what Comey said, anybody would believe it because everybody hates Trump. Like, he could have said that Trump just dumped on him and everybody would believe it. So
it was kind of fun. There was drinking games going on. Did you partake in drinking yesterday?
I mean, I'm 18, so no. I feel like legally I'm required to say no.
Like water, like you hydrated yourself, Emily.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That as well.
One of the funny things, because it was a lot of stuff was boring, like blah, 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 Senator, what would you like to ask Comey, blah, blah, blah. But one of the funny things is he was talking about when he had dinner with the president.
Did you in any way initiate that dinner?
No. He called me at my desk at lunchtime and asked me, was I free for dinner that night? And I said, yes, sir. And then I hung up and had to call my wife and break a date with her. I was supposed to take her out to dinner that night. That's
one of the all-time great excuses for breaking a date.
Yeah. In retrospect, I love spending time with my wife. I wish I'd been there that night.
Come on, Emily, you got to laugh at that.
That's one question.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You're doing good, by the way, so far. You're killing it right here as the garbage co-host. Harry Styles, you excited to hear this news, Emily, about Harry Styles?
No, what was it?
He's extended his Harry Styles Live on tour. It's going through 2018 and includes a stop here in Indy next summer. So a year from now, we get to see him.
A year from now, I'm going to call in and you're going to give me free tickets and then we can all just go together.
Look at you, Emily. You're very persuasive. I need you to be my agent right there. It's going to be great. He added 56 shows in Europe, Asia, South America, Australia, and North America. And have you heard of Casey Musgraves? Do you know who that is, Emily?
I don't know. Didn't he have like one hit a couple years ago or something?
She's had a couple of hits. Yeah, it's okay. Now, this is where you're like, no. Well, you probably don't know. She's a country artist, actually, but she's had a couple of them. She's pretty good. She's actually going to be opening up for him, and tickets go on sale Friday, June 16th. But, Emily, it sounds like you already won a pair from us, even though I don't know if that's official or not. You just keep on saying that.
I mean, it's definitely going to happen.
For sure. Did you hear earlier in the week with Alex when she talked about Jerry Seinfeld and Kesha? Do you remember that awkward exchange?
What day was that?
Okay, it was like 2 days ago. It's when Kesha was at, Jerry Seinfeld was being interviewed on at the red carpet. And then Kesha ran up like, oh my gosh, can I get a hug? Listen to this. Tell me if you think this is awkward.
Time. Kesha, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Oh!
I don't know who that was.
Yeah, that was Kesha.
Okay, well, I wish her the best.
That's kind of awkward, isn't it?
That's like every encounter I have with a guy. I'm like, hey, please talk to me. And they say, no. Get away.
Hold on, Emily. I got one more story before we wrap up the garbage, but you're 18. Are you in school or college? Where are you at?
I work at Geico, and then I start college this fall.
Can you really save me 15% or more on like insurance or something like that? Whatever your guys' slogan is?
Yeah, every day, honey.
Dang. Oh, honey. Hey, I'm married, Emily. I wasn't asking for me, but maybe we could hook you up on a date sometime with somebody. Is Bumble working or using Tinder?
I'm all over the Tinder, you know.
Wait, so isn't Tinder just for hooking up, though?
Yeah, just super casual, you know, just meeting people in a relaxed, non-sensual kind of way where it's super chill, you know?
Okay. Well, I don't know if my wife's listening. I don't know anything about Tinder or Bumble. And let me get your thoughts on this one here, the final garbage story today. Taylor Swift suddenly made all of her music available on Spotify and other streaming services. She said she did it for the, quote, fans, but she also did it the exact minute that Katy Perry put out her new album. So, what do you think?
Oh, I love the level of petty that's happening here.
So you think she's being petty?
Yeah, a little bit petty. Homegirl went way back on her values. She was talking about all these, you know, she's doing it for the artist. But sometimes she gets like this feud, and next thing you know, all values gone to the wind.
What team are you? Are you team Swift? Are you a Swiftie or are you a Katy Cat?
I'm not either, honestly. I don't like either of their music. But based on personality publicly, I would say Perry.
All right, cool. Well, hey, Emily, you killed it. Can you hang on? I actually want to get your number, and maybe you could fill in sometime, like if we need somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, no, seriously, can we get a round of applause up in here? I don't have a round of applause, but I have this. There we go. All right, hang on the line, and MYK is going to get all of your information. A new survey asked people to weigh in once and for all on some of the ultimate food arguments. So let's kind of go, I guess, piece by piece here, and let us know what you think about this on our Twitter, Joe and Alex Show. I want to know your thoughts on this one. First question, should pizza be eaten with a knife and fork? Or your hands? I'm going to say you need to eat it with your hands, but also, though, too, I think about, like, deep dish, like Diagiarnos or whatever you say, whatever. I cannot talk.
Which one?
Diagiarnos or?
What, DiGiorno?
No, not DiGiorno.
Yeah, that's kind of deep.
No, Giordano's. There we go. I'm mixing it up right now.
DiGiorno.
I haven't had my coffee. I'm still kind of waking up. No, Giordano's, like, I love their pizza, but that's hard to eat, in my opinion, without a fork and a knife. Like a deep dish style pizza?
Yeah.
But like Donato's, which is out in the hallway that somebody left from the other day, like I feel like that, you got to do that with your hands, right? What about you? Like, what are you? Are you hands or are you fork and knife?
I think the world is hands. I'm fork and knife.
Yeah, 92% of people said, man, you got to eat that with your hands. All right, next one here. Let's go to something I had for breakfast this morning, which was delicious. Should ketchup be used on eggs?
Should ketchup be used on eggs?
I had just in a bowl this morning. I had like some, I think three or four. I mixed them, I nuked them in the microwave, some egg whites, and then put like some cheddar or sharp cheese on there. And it was really good. It kind of sustains me, gets me going this morning. But I didn't put ketchup on it. But should ketchup be used on eggs? What would you say? This is a survey of people asked to weigh in on the ultimate food arguments.
Ooh, I'd say no, but the majority of people, yes.
73% of people say no, ketchup Ooh. Should not be used on eggs.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, at first, I thought it was gross. My old babysitter had these kids when I was really little, but her kids, they put ketchup on everything. They put ketchup on eggs, and I thought that was weird at first until I tried it.
Uh-huh.
But then they would put ketchup on their pancakes.
Ooh.
And I'm like, what is wrong with you?
Beat up tomatoes on your pancakes. Ew. I put ranch on my eggs, and people frown upon that.
See, and I'm probably weird. I'm not a big fan of ranch. Like, I'll do it occasionally, but
yeah.
I mean, that's an interesting thing, ranch and eggs. I could see that. 73% of people said, no, do not put ketchup on eggs. A few more here. Which are better, soft-shell tacos or hard-shell tacos? What do you think? I mean, we were talking about, like, good Mexican restaurants in Indy the other day, and I need to start exploring more besides Taco Bell. No offense, Taco Bell. I love you, but... That cravings box has got me. It should be called the Joe box.
I lived in L.A. for a while, so Mexican food, it's like, you know, big time down there. Majority of tacos should be soft shell, but I could see the majority of the world saying, you know, it's going to be hard shell because they think like Taco Bell or they think something crispy.
It's interesting you say that. 64% of people say soft shells are the better ones. I kind of agree. Now, I love like Taco Bell's got that double-decker taco. You got the soft shell, the beans, and the hard taco inside.
Okay, yeah.
That's genius. But I would go with soft taco. Okay, what about this one? Is mayo a good condiment?
Alex would ask, is mayonnaise an instrument? Is mayonnaise a good condiment? Yes.
66% of people said, yeah, it is. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of mayo. Like, I don't know, like maybe a little bit on a BLT, but mayo kind of, a lot of stuff doesn't gross me out, but mayo kind of grosses me out.
I mean, I see it on everything. I usually don't ask for it because some restaurants will just OD on it.
Oh,
you'll
yeah.
get a whole bottle in your, yeah.
I love Jimmy John's. They'll squirt it.
Yeah, they'll squeeze it all over the place. But yeah, it's a good condiment in, you know, in a good ration.
And the final one, we were doing these five ultimate food arguments. Should mac and cheese be eaten with a fork or a spoon?
A fork.
I agree with you there. You don't spoon your mac and cheese. 75% of people say, fork me, please. There we go. Congratulations. We're about to do a little bit of phone sex. Now, I don't think this is too complicated. Here's how it works. If you're listening on hold right now, or if you're going to try to call in at 317-239-1009, I want to give you 400 Fest tickets to go see Major Lazer, Mac Miller, Cheat Codes, The Chainsmokers, Pretty Lights, and DNCE. It's going on July 21st and 22nd at the Brickyard. All you got to do is correctly guess three times in a row if the next line that I pick up is going to be a man or a woman. That's how we do it. That's how our phone sex works. If you get it wrong, we hang up, and then we got to go into the next person and do the same thing until we get a winner. We could be here all morning, but I'm okay with that. Let's get things started this morning. Leah, you're first up. Do you understand what you got to do?
Yes.
Okay, Leah, I got you locked in so my fat fingers don't hang up on you. Leah, it's happened before. Do you think the next person we pick up is going to be a man or a woman?
A woman.
All right, let's go to it. Let's see. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Steve.
Leah, we're sorry you got to go, okay?
That's okay, thanks.
All right, bye. I think in theory you could call back. I'm not going to stop you. Steve, my man, I got you locked in now. You got to guess the next three in a row right if they're going to be a man or a woman that picks up. What do you think it's going to be?
I'm also going to say woman.
Okay, let's go to the phone this morning. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Nicole.
Ooh, Nicole. Ooh. Hey, Steve, tell Nicole thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
Nicole, yeah, you ended up helping him out. We're going to have to move on from you. All right, Steve, you just got to get two more right. Keep on calling in. 317-239-1009. Doing a little bit of phone sex here this morning on the Joe and Alex Show. Steve, who's going to be next, a man or a woman on the phone?
I'm going to go with woman again.
All right. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Brandon.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Sorry, Steve.
It's a dude.
Yeah. A lot of dudes calling in. Yeah. It goes to show. Guys listen to the show, too. All right. Well, good news for you, Brandon. Oh, yeah. We're locking you in.
Joe, when you say it's phone sex, of course a bunch of dudes are going to call in.
Hey, guys. Hey. Well, I guess they're all expecting like a woman.
Oh, yes.
That's how excited you get when you win.
But it ain't like that.
No. You just got to tell us what it is. All right, Brandon, my man, is it going to be a man or a woman that picks up the next line?
Man.
All right, let's go to it. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Megan.
Megan! Oh, man, I'm sorry, Brandon. We got to let you go. Okay, Megan, I got you locked in. You got your chance now. You made it through all that. Let's do something, okay?
Okay.
Megan, is the next line we pick up going to be a man or a woman?
I'm going to say woman.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Denise.
Oh, Denise, I'm sorry you helped Megan out, but we got to let you go. Thank you for calling in. All right, Megan, you're one for one there. You feeling good?
Pretty good.
All right, don't get too excited. I hope you're not this boring on the phone with phone sex. Come on now. Megan, is the next call going to be a guy or a girl?
I'm going to say woman again.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Wesley.
Wesley, oh, man, we got to say goodbye to Megan. Wesley, you're still on here. We might be doing this all day today. Wesley, really simple. You just got to get three in a row. Predict the sex of the next person. Is it going to be a man or is it going to be a woman that we pick up next, Wesley?
Man.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Eduardo.
What up, dude on the phone? So we got to let Wesley go. Thanks, Wesley, for calling in. What's your name again, bud?
Eduardo.
Eduardo?
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. I can't hear anything. I'm deaf. All right, you understand. You got to get three in a row here. We're struggling today with phone sex. Is the next call going to be a man or a woman, Eduardo?
I'm thinking a woman.
All right, let's see. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Becky.
Becky, I'm sorry. It was so good to hear from you, but we need to hang up on you because Eduardo predicted you'd be a woman. All right, Eduardo, good stuff. Let's see if you can go two for two. Who right. is it going to be, a man or a woman?
I say man.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Jessica.
Oh, man, Eduardo, we got to say goodbye. Dude, producer MYK, this might be going on all day.
We'll keep going. All right, we got Jessica on the phone.
All right, Jessica, you got through. That's half the battle. So let's get you a win, okay? Okay, guys. All right, Jessica, is the next person going to be...
Is she still there?
I don't know.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jessica, is the next person going to be a man or a woman that picks up the phone? We're doing phone sex here on the Joe and Alex Show.
A woman.
All right.
Going to be a woman.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Emily.
Emily, oh my gosh. We got to let you go, but thank you. You helped move Jessica along.
Jessica's got one.
Jessica, the hardest part is two. So is it going to be a man or a woman?
I say a woman again.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Alex.
Alex, are you a man or a woman?
Man.
Okay. All right. Jessica, we got to let you go. Oh, my gosh. Dude, have we got past two yet?
This is a lot of sex, Joe.
I know. We all need to get tested after this. All right. What's your name again? Alex. Okay. Had to write that down. Alex, is the next person going to be a man or a woman that picks up the phone?
I'm going to say woman.
Okay, let's see. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Connor.
Connor. All right. Well, then we got to hang up on Alex, right?
Yeah, we got to hang up on Alex, and we got to tell Connor to turn down the radio, yo.
Yeah, turn down your radio,
man. Turn down that radio,
man.
Connor.
I did.
All right, cool. Let's see. We got Connor locked in. I don't think, have we got past two yet? We have not.
No.
Wow, this is a lot. All right, Connor, I'm glad you got through, my man. Let's see. Is it a man or a woman next?
It's a man.
It's a man. Oh, God. I'm just hanging up on that.
Yeah.
If it's that bad, I just hang up on you. Good morning, Joe and Alex. So who's this?
This is John.
John, all right. You, my friend, have just helped Connor out a bit, but we got to let you go. So that's one right there for Connor, right?
Yep. All right. Connor's got one.
Connor, next one. Man or woman?
I'm going to go man again.
Okay. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Becky.
Oh, bye, Connor.
Gotta go. Yeah. Becky on line four.
Becky, do you think it's going to be a man or woman that we pick up next?
A woman.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Logan.
Logan, are you a man or a woman?
I am a woman.
All right. Then we got to get rid of Becky.
No, you keep Becky.
No!
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Sorry. Yeah. My bad.
Keep Becky on four.
Okay. And hang up on.
Dip on one.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. You understand, Becky? This is confusing for me. I'm hitting 100 freaking buttons here. I don't know what's going on for like
keep
7 minutes
Becky on
now.
Four, yeah.
All right, Becky. You just got to get two more. Okay. I got you locked in. Is the next phone we pick up a man or a woman?
A woman.
Let's hope you're right.
Good
morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Taylor.
Taylor! Oh, my gosh,
yes.
Taylor!
Yeah, so you keep Becky.
We got to hang up on you, Taylor, but you could be helping Becky out, okay?
All right, thanks.
Thank you. She's so nice about it. 317-239-1009. All right, Becky, please, if you get this next one right, we can end this right now, okay?
Yes, I'm going for the trifecta. Let's try another woman.
All right, Becky, we're looking for a woman right here. Let's see. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Anthony.
Oh, no! Becky, we got to hang up on you. And you know what we got to do? Anthony, hang on, dude. I think we got to take a break, right? We got to take a break real quick. I ran out of phone sex music.
Yeah, let's take a break and we'll go back to it.
We're still going to get to Freak Show Friday, too, coming up. This is just, I'm hot and bothered right now. I need to go grab some water.
All right, Anthony, hang on.
Hang on, bud. We're going to get you next. If you want to be part of phone sex this morning, 317-239-1009. Sorry for that. I needed a break after that first round of phone sex here on the Joe and Alex Show, but it ain't like that. The way it's working is we're getting you to call in at 317-239-1009. You got to correctly guess three times in a row if the next line that we pick up is going to be a man or a woman. So keep on calling because this has been going on. This is our second part of it now. 317-239-1009. We got what? Anthony on line two?
Yep.
All right, Anthony, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, good. Got you locked in. Now you got to get three in a row here, Anthony. Man or woman? What's the next one? Who's going to pick up?
I'm going to say woman.
All right, let's go to it this morning. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Steven.
Oh, man. Oh. Anthony, you held on forever, and we got to let you go. Steven, we've got you locked in. Is the next line we pick up a man or a woman?
Oh, please be a woman.
All right. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Charity.
Oh, you just helped Steven out. That's so nice of you. We got to let you go, though. But, Steven, one for one, man. What's the next one going to be, man or woman?
Let's go, man.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Leanne.
Uh-oh, Leanne. Looks like we got to let Steven go. Okay. Leanne, keep your radio down. Make sure you're listening on your phone. Leanne, is the next one going to be a man or a woman that we pick up?
Woman.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Shelby.
Oh, Shelby, we got to let you go, but thank you so much. Leanne, one for one. Let's go for that second person here. Man or woman playing phone sex on the Joe and Alex Show for 400 Fest tickets?
Woman.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
This is Casey.
Ooh, Casey! Ooh. You're helping Leanne out. You're the second one she needed. Thank you for calling in. All right, Leanne, no pressure, but if you can correctly guess man or woman next, you're going to get those 400 Fest tickets, okay?
Let's go woman again.
All right. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who is this?
Aaliyah.
Yay!
Woo!
Aaliyah, you didn't win anything, but you helped Leanne win.
Yay, for black girls.
All right, Leanne, congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever had a phone sex conversation that lasts this long before?
It was orgasmic.
That's what they all say. There
exactly
you go.
Like that, too.
That's right.
It was orgasmic.
That was the best thing ever. She's a very freaky girl. Super freak. She's super freaky. Freak Show Friday, which could be every day on the Joe and Alex Show, but this is your chance to either call in 317-239-1009 if you got something freaky you want to discuss, or maybe somebody said, man, you're a freak, you should talk to Joe and Alex. You can also email the show, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Who do we have today, Alex, for a Freak Show Friday?
Owen.
Owen, what's up?
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Good.
All right, man. We've had some crazy freaking people since we started doing this a few weeks ago here on the Joe and Alex Show with Freak Show Friday. So let's see what you got today. What makes you so freaky?
All right. Well, you know, I heard a couple of shows and, you know, heard a couple of things that people have been talking about, and I think I can top them.
Okay.
I got some weirdness going on. So my wife can testify for this. She's seen this every day since we've been together. I have a phobia of silverware.
Like forks and knives and spoons?
Like forks and knives and spoons. Yeah, I can't do it. I don't touch them. There's something about the metallic, even the plastic utensils. I just can't do it. Like I use my hands, whatever I eat. I use my hands.
Whoa.
Pasta, spaghetti, I use my hands.
Ew.
You know, I'll do like a Lady and the Tramp thing, you know, just, you know, one by one.
What?
Yeah, I mean, with soup.
What about soup?
Soups. Well, hold on. I assume I could be wrong here, Owen, but soup, I think of like when I get Chinese stuff, like miso soup, whatever, I'll just take it because I'm so damn impatient, and I'll just go, like, do you just tilt the bowl, or are you using your hand as a ladle?
Exactly. Well, I mean, miso soup, something like that, like, I'll use it, I'll use it as a cup, but if I've got like minestrone or like Greek wedding, if I want what's inside, yeah, I'm going to use my hand.
What? That is so gross. And you're married, and your wife doesn't care?
No, she's accommodating. Like, she makes food specifically for, like, she makes food that you don't have to use utensils for. Like, you know, she's not making, like, meatloaf, or she's not making, you know, eggs, which I eat eggs with my hands. It's not a big deal. But,
what?
She, you know, she understands that it's kind of a weird tick that I have, and she loves me, and she just accommodates, I guess.
What about things like steak?
Yeah, my hands. I mean, okay.
Just grabbing it and chewing it.
But you need a knife.
Like a caveman. I don't care. I get a medium rare anyways. It's so juicy, it falls right off.
Ew!
Now, what if somebody, like, chopped it up for you? I don't even know if you've ever thought about that, but for example,
if your
steak,
wife cut it?
Like, if your wife cut it or the restaurant cut it up for you, like, can you cut this up for me?
You know what? I have had to do that a couple of times. And I do get kind of funny looks. I get like, oh, you know, we got Baby Johnson over here. You know how old is Owen over here? But no, but I kind of stopped going out, eating out, like, to, like, you know, fine dining restaurants where if I see me eating with my hands, I'm, you know, a despicable person or whatever.
What's it like for, like, work and things like that? Like, or going to, you know, weddings or things where
big social
people are
events.
Around? Yeah.
I do my best to not look or not to stick out, I guess, you know. So if we got, like, you know, if I'm at a wedding and they got cake, I'm, you know, I'll have my wife feed me a piece of cake like it's adorable or something like that.
Holy crap.
Like you two just got married that night?
Yeah, we'll take a little bit of the limelight as long as I don't look like a weirdo, you know?
I mean, here's the thing. I'm not going to lie to you. Do I think this is weird? Yes. Do I think you're the biggest freaking indie? No. I feel like what you're saying is it's definitely weird. It's not of the norm. But compared to like a couple weeks ago, we had a woman say she peels gum off the sidewalk that's already been chewed and eats it. We've had a landlord say that he has hidden cameras in his female tenants' apartments because he feels like he's keeping them safe, but he's obviously like a freak with that. So clearly, based on those two things, you can see that we've had some of the craziest freaks come out here in Indianapolis. And like that's the goal every Friday is to find the biggest freak. And so I feel like you're out of the running, dude.
Oh, really? I thought that would be like I'm not a dime a dozen. Everyone uses utensils except for this guy.
Well, I'll tell you who uses them all the time is our producer, MYK. He will not eat with his hands.
He's the opposite.
He's the opposite of you.
Yeah, I do the complete opposite. I only use utensils. I barely use my hands. I don't like touching food.
Are you sweating?
Even things that you're supposed to eat with hands, like pizza and stuff, producer MYK will cut with a fork and knife. It's bizarre.
You eat like Snickers, like George from Seinfeld with a fork and knife?
Yeah, exactly like that. I do. I want to get the chocolate all over my fingers, but you're doing the opposite, right? You're getting steak hands. You're getting soupy hands.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. No, my hands are, they stay dirty. That's why I always keep sanitizer on me, you know, just to stay healthy.
I'd be scary if I had lunch with Owen. They'd kick us both out the restaurant. Right?
I don't understand the phobia of silverware. Like, I don't understand what is scaring
you. Phobia is a phobia. Yeah, and it's plastic and metal, so it could be either one. I'd love to see MYK and Owen eat together.
I suggest Owen eats like food with like a toothpick or something, right? Maybe he's just like...
like a sample?
Yeah, you guys said if they cut it up for him, he could just put the stick in the little steak.
I've done that before.
Well, Owen, I think you're interesting. Yeah, I mean, you're weird. Definitely piqued my interest. I don't think you're the biggest freaking indie, though, but we're so glad that you were on the show today.
Oh, well, it was awesome being on the show, guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Owen. Anytime you want to be on the Joe and Alex Show Freak Show Friday, maybe you're a little bit freakier than Owen, 317-239-1009. You can also email into, we read those, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. I mean, I don't think we're going to get a lot of calls about this one today, guys.
Soup. He eats soup with his hands.
I definitely would like your input, 317-239-1009, because I think I found a genius way to meet new people. Explore Indy, get to know my surrounding area, because I work in downtown and I live in Fishers, and that's pretty much my life right now. Kind of boring. That's all I do is just drive to work, go home, go to the Bark Park with my wife. And also, this idea might be a good way, so I hear, to make some of that sad money.
Cha-ching!
All right. Let me know what you think about this one. I want to become a pizza delivery driver.
What?
That's a big pizza pie. No, I think it'd be a great way. If I was a pizza delivery guy, I could be able to meet new people because you're going like door to door, right? You're driving your car.
Uh-huh.
Plus, you're going to explore Indy. Now, not a huge area. Obviously, like certain pizza places aren't going to deliver everywhere. But maybe I could work like one pizza place a couple of days a week and then another pizza place a couple of days there too.
Wait, Joe, you?
Why not me? I'm trying to think, like, I have an older car because I'm all about, like, you know, not having a car payment. So I drive an older car.
Uh-huh.
I think it might qualify for Uber or Lyft, but it's borderline, you know? So I could maybe do Uber too, but.
Yeah, it's got some miles on there, right?
Yeah, 206,000. It's a beast. Shout out to my Saturn. But I think if I was a pizza delivery driver, I could, because I want to meet new people and I want to explore and I want to be able to eventually be like, I couldn't give you directions to save my life. But
I get the feeling you want the employee discount,
Joe. Oh, dude, I would love like a nice pizza pie when we're done.
They made the wrong pie. I guess I gotta take this home.
I guess it's gonna be mine. That wouldn't be a bad idea, but I mean, doesn't that sound fun to you? I mean, you don't have a car, but imagine you had a car. Wouldn't that be a great way? Because you're kind of in the same boat that I am, that we're new to a place. We have a few, I guess, friends that we know through each other.
Wait, hold on, Joe. You weren't inspired by any late night videos, were you?
What?
Like late night, you know,
videos.
Oh,
where you open up the pizza box? No, okay.
I'm just making sure. I'm trying to see the motive behind this because you claim you want to meet new people and get money.
I'll tell you where the money's part of it, but I want to meet new people and get out and do stuff. And I think because I do get tired after the show. Because we get up so early, but really, I don't have a lot to do during the day right now because I'm just in that awkward thing of not knowing a ton of people yet. And I think if I could get out there, drive, meet new people, maybe I wear like, like a Radio Now like shirt or something. Like
you understand like pizza delivery people. And correct me if I'm wrong out there at 317-239-1009. They make them do a lot of behind the scenes work.
No, they don't.
You think they're just sitting in a car waiting for pizzas to be delivered?
Yeah. No way.
They got cleaning to do. They got a lot of prep.
I see the signs all the time. Says now hiring delivery driver. It doesn't say and you'll do work in the back and you'll do this and that. It says driver. They need a driver and I'm good. My driving record's pretty clean. I haven't had an accident in years. I think it'd be a great idea. Or maybe somebody else has got any other suggestions. If there's things that I could do, maybe you do it where you get to go and meet new people. You get to, because I'm a social person. I want to meet new people. I want to explore Indy. There's so much to see because all I know is Fishers driving down 465 to get downtown to where we work here on the north side of downtown Indy. That's pretty much, and I know Carmel. I know the Bark Park in Carmel. That's it. Pretty lame. And a little bit of side money? I'm done with that. 317-239-1009. Can anybody verify that pizza delivery stuff right there? Is that the way to go? Or do you have any other suggestions? Like, what other jobs could I do to check out, meet new people, explore Indy, and make some of that money? 317-239-1009. You can call into the Joe and Alex Show and let me know what you think about my genius idea to meet new people, explore Indy, and on the side, hey, who doesn't like to make some money? And that's becoming a pizza delivery driver. You can also tweet us, Joe and Alex Show. That's also our Instagram, too.
I love that you think you're going to get rich. I'm just going to sit in the
car. Well, I want to clarify. Like, I always kid around. I'm doing fine. It's just like, I think it'd be great to do those. Plus, you're going to get money. If you can get paid to do something you love, like doing the show, for example, what's better than that?
True, yeah.
And to be fair, I got all my wife's bills I got to pay, so I need another job. But what are people saying right now on Joe and Alex Show on our Twitter?
Allison says Joe, period. Joe, period. People don't want to meet their pizza delivery driver. They just want your pizza and want you to leave. Okay, thanks, bye.
Really?
Yeah, and then Andrea says, my dad was a pizza driver in New Albany. He got held at gunpoint and his car was stolen twice. Not exactly as fun as you think.
All right, well then maybe I'll have to carry my gun with me then. Let me just back up. Okay, for those right there are negative, but there's got to be some positivity out there. 317-239-1009. Austin, do you think this is a good idea to meet new people, explore Indy, and make some money if I became a pizza delivery driver?
I mean, I was a pizza delivery driver for 5 years at Pizza Hut. You meet some nice people, but you also meet some weird people at the same time.
What do you mean weird people? Like, what happened?
Like, I took a delivery one time, and I was knocking on the door, and I realized there was a little small crack in the window. And when I knocked on the door, I heard some kind of moaning. and then the woman was like, oh, crap, the pizza's here. Yes. And the dude came to the door naked.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did somebody order some extra sausage?
Yeah. But also to clarify with producer MYK, you do a lot of prep work.
What do you mean prep work? Like, what am I going to be doing?
Like, you got to be putting oil in the pan for the dough. You got to help in the dish room. Sometimes you have to help make the pizzas. You have to fold boxes.
You hear that, Joe? Yeah. It's not just sitting in a car. You got to move that dough.
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on, though. Austin, you get hooked up with some free pizza, though, right? Like, every shift you get a pizza?
Yeah. Well, you don't get it for free. You get, like, a certain discount. But sometimes if people make the wrong pizzas, we put them in the back. And then, like, people just eat on that every now and then.
Oh, then, okay, I got it. Austin, I'll call in a wrong order every shift. Hey, thank you, buddy.
Yeah, knowing that, Joe's ready to butter all the pans now.
Yeah, I can do that. Let's talk to Natasha. Hey, Natasha, what's your suggestion here?
Hey, my suggestion is if you really want to get out in Indy and meet new people, that you should just drive for Lyft or Uber. Because you'll meet all kinds of people, and you can decide what hours you want to work and when you want to go in. So if it's a Friday night, then you don't have to go in. And then you can get paid, meet new people, and see all of Indy.
Here's my thing, and you may not know this by listening to the show. I'm cheap. Like, even if I have money, I'm a cheap person. My windshield has a giant crack that I'm just afraid I'll get pulled over for. I wonder if that'll pass the Uber Lyft inspection. Maybe. We have two Radio Now vehicles with, like, the Joe and Alex Show logo on it.
Right.
Maybe I could Uber one of those. That'd be pretty dope.
You could.
All right, Natasha, if I start Ubering, I'll give you a little reference right there, a little kickback. Let's talk to Brandon. Oh, wait. Is this right? Brandon, do you own a pizza place?
I do, Joe. Let's talk business.
You, let's talk business, Brandon.
Yeah, I got you. Whatever you need, we'll make you pass through the driving exam. You'll be good. You'll be good to go. If you want to work one shift a week, whatever you need. Special vehicle, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I got you, man. Might have to shave that beard a little bit.
Wait, Brandon. No, the beard, we'll talk about that, but the beard can't go anywhere. Okay.
But
I'm not going to have to do all that prep work stuff, right?
No, not you.
What?
You're going to be a VIP driver.
Yes. Now
Brandon's employees are going to be heated.
Oh, PR.
Public relations driver. Yeah, there you go.
I love that. All right, now do I get, like, how many pizzas do I get to take home each shift?
I mean, what do you like?
I think one or two. I mean, depends if the wife is on.
Yeah, that's true. We can always do half and halves if you need to, make the wife happy.
Yeah, no, for sure. Brandon, do you guys have, like, any breadsticks or any other, like, side appetizers?
We do, yeah. Breadsticks, cheesy bread.
Ooh, I want that cheesy bread, too.
We got it all. Marco's Pizza, we got it all, man.
Where are you at? Where's Marco's Pizza at? Let's give you a little plug here.
We got all over locations. We got 24 locations around Central Indianapolis area. So, Avon, I know you said you're up in Carmel.
Fishers.
We spent a lot of time up there, yeah. So we got right there on 116th Street.
Brandon, I need to endorse you. I'm like, hey, let me see if I can sell you real quick. Tell me if you'd want to spend money advertising. Hold on. Hey, this is Joe from the Joe and Alex Show for Marco's Pizza, the best pizza in Indy. Oh, let me tell you, it's got that pepperoni and that cheese just bubbling, and when it hits your mouth, boom, your taste buds are going to explode everywhere with happiness. Go see Marco's today. See? Look at that right there.
You're perfect. That's PR right there. You'd be the perfect delivery driver. You could do that. You could answer every time somebody answered the door, if you did that. Our sales would go through the roof.
Brandon, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get your number, and we're going to get every single dollar we can out of your advertising budget, okay?
Okay.
All right. So hang on the line, Brandon. I'm not kidding. No, it'd be cool, though, to be a pizza driver. See, we need more people like Brandon that believe in the power of pizza.
All those negative other people, right?
They don't know
anything. You might get robbed. You might get held up at gunpoint.
I'll ask Brandon if, like, he could let me borrow a gun, too, or something, just if it's needed. Some interesting stories here. Kind of some of them are trending and just kind of cool to talk about. Let's start out with this. The defending champion Pittsburgh Penguins crushed the Nashville Predators last night, 6-0 in game 5 of the Stanley Cup final to take a 3-2 lead. So, I don't know. I was kind of rooting for Nashville because I hate Sidney Crosby. I'm a big hockey fan. I love hockey. And I hate him. I think he's kind of a tool. The series is going back to Nashville for Game 6 on Sunday night. So we'll see what happens.
6 points is an ass whooping in hockey.
In hockey, right? Yeah. That might as well be 100-0 in basketball. That's a lot. Speaking of a lot, we got to get on to this. The Powerball prize is now the 10th largest after months without a winner. Did you see this yesterday?
No.
The Powerball jackpot is now the 10th largest ever after more than 2 months without a winner. Saturday's jackpot has now grown to $435 million, and you got a good chance of winning. The jackpot is about 1 in 292.2 million.
I love that everybody plays it when it gets to like 100 million, 200 million, but when it's like 10 million, like as if people are like, you know, I don't want that little tiny amount.
I'm guilty of being that person. Like, I don't know why, but I'm like, 10 million. Like, what am I going to do with that?
What's the point?
I don't know. What would you do? Like, let's say you did play the Powerball this weekend and you win yourself that, you know, $435 million. You get, like, what, $2 million after taxes and all that crap?
That's it.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying they do take a lot of it. I hate when they take all your money. What would you do? Would you keep on working in life or would you just, like, dude, I'm out. I'm going to do something different? Like, you're not going to hurt my feelings if you say, like, dude, I'm leaving the show.
Oh, would I continue on the Joe and Alex Show with $400 million in my pocket?
I would assume you'd stay here, but maybe you'd leave.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Dude, I would just buy me some property, like maybe like 10, 20 acres of land. I'd have like a, if there's not a lake already on it, I'd have like a lake built or like a pond. And I think I just would fish every day. I would drink all day. I'd probably die young from like liver failure, but I would just drink, relax, and hang out with friends like in the woods and like fish.
So when you get money, when you just get a lot of money, do people just give up on their goals, like their whole aspirations? You have all this money and you just walk away from, you know, your broadcast career or whatever you're pursuing?
I don't know. Maybe I'd stay in radio, but I'd be so rich that I'd pay other morning show people to like change their names.
To what? Everything is the Joe Show,
yeah, it would
right?
be. Like, oh, I'm Joe Jr. like or some crap like that.
You'll buy the Alex half, right?
The Joe Show.
The Joe and Joe Show.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine Alex with $200 million? That'd be dangerous. I'm excited for when they come out with the second part of the series, 13 Reasons Why, but this is some things people have been complaining about, that they're saying it's causing kids to be more suicidal, and it looks like it happened with an adult man. A 23-year-old man killed himself and left audio tapes behind for his loved ones in the style of that Netflix controversial suicide series, 13 Reasons Why. Franco Miranda jumped from the window of his apartment in Peru, leaving two suicide notes behind. One was addressed to the woman who rejected his romantic advances, and the other one included instructions for his family explaining where they could find the tapes.
Really?
For real. It's not clear whether the man had ever watched the show on Netflix or not.
Now, does it state that he left cassette tapes like Hannah Baker did?
It says that he left tapes. So I assume, yeah, I would assume it says it would be cassette tapes. He says that he left one, two, he left, well, actually, no, it says he left notes. So maybe there, but no, there are. They're saying where they could find the tapes. So you're right.
Tapes,
he did it just like that, which it's hard to find a tape nowadays. That's a,
yeah, maybe in Peru they got a bunch of tapes everywhere,
maybe,
right?
That's like the hot thing. Instead of a CD, you got the tapes right there. So that's an example, I guess, of somebody doing that. What's one thing that you and Alex always ask me to do? And I feel like you guys probably think I'm a jerk or I don't like you, but you guys ask me at least once a week, or at least you used to do this after the show.
To go get lunch.
All the time. You guys are like, dude, come on, let's grab something. Well, yeah. here's a reason why I don't. I usually say no, even though I want to.
You're cheap.
Well, yeah, very cheap, but listen to
what. You're broke.
This is going to. I'm not, I don't know. I got a wife. But here's why I don't do it, and I think this might change your perspective, too, or anybody else listening right now.
Uh-huh.
Eating out for lunch could cost you nearly $90,000 over your lifetime. Almost 100 grand.
I'm okay with that.
What?
Yeah, I'm okay with
that. Oh, my God. Think of what you could do. You could have a house, right? You're eating a house.
A $90,000 house?
That's not bad. I would take a $90,000 house. I mean, it's not like a huge mansion, but it's pretty dope.
Okay, I'm just going to give up lunch my whole life and hopes to earn a tiny little shack.
No, you could listen to this. A survey found the average American forks over $11.14 at least twice a week for lunch. So that's not even every day. That's just a couple of times. I guarantee it's more for you and Alex.
Oh, I guarantee it's more. That's like one sitting. That's
think
more
about
than
that.
One
if,
sitting,
if,
yeah.
if you didn't Uber and you didn't eat out all the time, you'd be a millionaire. But if they skipped that meal and redirected the $1,043 spent each year into an investment account, earning just 6%,
yeah,
which is decent, they'd have an estimated savings of about $88,500 30 years later.
I just don't feel like it's worth it. Think of all the lunches. 30 years of lunches?
Dude, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of lunches.
Joe and Alex show, would you rather just eat lunch or would you actually want to invest in that one?
You think you want Alex to give up nuggets?
No, McDonald's.
$90,000
if Alex didn't do nuggets anymore, McDonald's would cease to exist. Like they would, like Burger King or Wendy's would take over. McDonald's would not be in business if Alex did not eat all of their nuggets. And a final one right here, kind of summertime reminder. I know everybody's going to their pool doing their thing. And actually, I'm hanging out with my little brother, Michael, today. We're going to do like a little swimming today for a couple hours this afternoon. Looking forward to that, except until I read this. Kind of a pool survey here. 1 in 5 adults pee in the pool and other statistics. A recent study found 25% of adults have gone swimming in a public pool within 1 hour of having diarrhea.
No.
Gross. If you got diarrhea, you don't go in the pool.
Ugh.
You don't do that. While 20% admitted that they have peed in a pool. Oh, I've done that before, but I always feel like the chlorine would kill that. I don't feel as bad about pee, you know, as compared to like doo-doo.
That's either one is just gross. Why would you like let it loose in the middle of a pool? Everybody's trying to have fun. You're going to let loose and just have that guilty smile on your face.
The study also found 52% of adults seldom or never shower before using a pool. I usually don't, but I need to start doing that more at the Y. I feel weird. I don't know. Coming in all glistening and wet, but I guess it gets all your funk and germs off there. They also found the average swimmer has about 10 grams of fecal matter on their body at any time.
10 grams?
10 grams of fecal matter.
Where is all this fecal matter at?
Well, I think it's because like you don't shower and get the doo-doo off of your butt, then it comes out of your swim trunks when you're swimming.
So if you were to scrape it off and weigh it, it would weigh 10 grams?
I don't know. I don't know who's wearing it out, weighing it out. But so to avoid getting sick, health officials urge people to wash themselves before going swimming, don't pee in a pool, and do not drink the pool water. So just a couple of trending interesting stories for you this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Oh, man, I would be so bummed out if this happened to me when I was going to graduate. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and did you see this? 30 seniors, and I'm going to mess this up right now. I apologize. What's the school? Is it Krippisakis?
Christmas.
Okay. The high school, where they were banned from walking last night at their graduation ceremony after the school said a senior prank went too far. Listen to this news report. I believe this is from a Fox 59 talking about it.
These seniors are heading into graduation missing about 30 of their friends, students whose school officials say took part in a destructive prank.
It was a little nasty.
Valedictorian Kayla Hawthorne, who was banned from tonight's ceremony, admits she was there but says she wasn't with the group of students who caused the most damage.
But a lot of the more destructive things that happened were on the second and third floor, which a lot of most people didn't go to.
Students say some people used chalk to draw on walls. Others say a fire extinguisher was set off and alarms pulled.
Now, I mean, that doesn't sound terrible so far, right? I mean, not like the worst thing.
Not during prank times, no.
All right, let's see what else happened.
IPS isn't commenting on specific damage, only saying it's, quote, very serious in nature.
The message is that IPS will not tolerate criminal activity of any kind in the name of a senior prank or otherwise.
IPS has opened a criminal investigation into the vandalism, adding that whoever was inside when the prank happened could face consequences.
If you're caught in the wrong place at the wrong time doing the wrong thing, that you will face the same consequences.
IPS officials even say some parents took part. Senior parent Yolanda Wilkins says she was there, but to supervise.
We used a lot of balloons, and the kids basically just was, you know, having a senior fun, a prank.
At any point, did you think maybe this is going a little too far?
I did when some other students arrived that wasn't with us.
But some parents say IPS banning their kids from walking is too much.
The place was not on fire. They didn't flood the place. I've seen, you know, worse stuff. Yeah, I mean, they have to hold themselves, you know, accountable for what they did, but they didn't do anything that bad.
Interesting. I didn't miss my graduation, but I did stuff back in school where it was the last day of school. I got suspended for the start of the next year because I thought it was like a washable marker, like the kind of you wipe off, but it was a permanent marker. I didn't realize that, and I wrote a bunch of stuff on my locker, so it was easy to track me down. So I got in trouble for that. But, I mean, what do you think? Hearing that story, do you think those 30 seniors last night should have been able to walk, or do you think the school did the right thing?
I think not letting them walk is a little extreme. I feel like they were, you know, they were just doing a senior prank. They thought it was funny at the time, and yeah, it was a little far, but not letting 30 students walk and participate in a graduation, which they worked over 12 years for, is wrong because, you know, it also sends the wrong message. It shows that, you know, like, hey, these are gonna remember this for their whole life, that they weren't allowed to walk because of something they did. And yeah, they, you know, it's a valuable lesson and such, but, you know, it could lead them to a life of crime.
Yeah, way to go. Now they're gonna continue that criminal activity.
The valedictorian was not allowed to walk.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you gotta think like, okay, and the thing that gets me kind of questioning it, because I agree with the school in part of like, look, you can't just say, hey, we busted out windows, senior prank, and my saying they did that, but there has to be some accountability.
Totally. Everything that
for
they
damage.
Said sounded like, hey, they were just having fun. It was supervised by some adults. You know, I didn't hear any like major destruction. Yes, there was chalk written on the walls and such, but I feel that was a little extreme.
Like, I think if they wanted like do criminal charges or anything else, they should have said, okay, we have everybody involved. You guys all are going to get to walk, but then we're going to follow up on this. And if somebody did damage to the property, we're going to persecute you.
Absolutely. If there was anybody that broke in or did something wrong, of course they should be punished for that. But they should not be, you know, they shouldn't have been forced to not walk for graduation. That's just wrong.
317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show, that's our Twitter, too. And I'd like to hear if you think they should have been allowed to walk last night. They did their own little side ceremony at the church across the street from the school. Also, too, if you did
that
anything...
That one was probably more lit.
Oh, it was like, Lord Jesus, we're going to graduate. Also, if you did something... I know there's some questionable characters listening. Trust me, I'm one of them. If you did something like where you weren't allowed to walk at your graduation, God... I'd love to hear that story, too. 30 seniors from Christmas Attucks High School were banned from walking last night at their graduation ceremony. God, that would suck, especially if you're a parent. I mean, even the valedictorian could not walk.
A little too extreme, I feel.
Now, they went to school to do a prank, and they wrote on the walls with chalk. Some other things that happened is they pulled the fire alarm. That's what people were wondering, but they actually pulled a fire alarm, and they did some stuff where they used a fire extinguisher, among some other things, and they used some balloons. Different things, but the school's like, we might even pursue this criminally.
Yeah, I read some chalk on the walls, some balloons, like some like, you know, basic like humorous stuff.
What do you think, though? Should they have been allowed to walk last night? Like what the school did by saying no? Do you think that was too extreme? Or no, if you do something like that, you got to be punished. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Lexi first. Lexi, what's up? What did you want to say?
I think it's kind of dumb that they didn't let them walk. That's nothing. They didn't really do anything too harmless. I mean, that chalk comes off the wall. They didn't do anything that cost the school any money. The school I went to, there were kids that were clogging toilets when it was senior break day. They were clogging toilets, pulling the fire alarms, flipping over lunch tables, making forts out of them, putting shaving cream in water balloons and throwing them at each other.
Well, I'm glad. I wish I would have went to your school. I used to clog the toilet all the time, but that wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, that was just your diet.
Stuff happens. Hey, Lexi, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show this morning. Let's talk to Dawn. Hey, Dawn, you had something about the fire alarms that you wanted to say?
Well, so that's a crime. That actually prompts emergency responders to come out, and that's a waste of their resources, especially if somebody else needs help right then.
For sure, and there's the whole what if. I mean, maybe it could have like pulled them from an emergency if something would happen. I guess we don't know. But my question is this, though. Let's say we do the cost there. Like, let's say it costs $1,000 to have the fire trucks or whoever come out there.
Yeah.
Do you think that it would be okay if they just said, hey, kids, you have to pay for the $1,000? Or
absolutely.
No, but I'm saying instead of like banning them from graduation, or do you think they did the right thing by also taking away their right to walk?
I would not have banned them from walking, except if we could figure out who the one or two, because let's be real, 30 people didn't pull a fire alarm.
No.
But if they could figure out the one or two, I might have banned them, but the rest of them obviously did not do that.
I'm kind of leaning towards what you're thinking there. I wish they could have done something after the fact, because it sucks that if two people out of 30 did it. Like, could you imagine, like, the I can't even say it. That's how stupid I am.
Valedictorian.
Yeah, let's get rid of that name.
You weren't the valedictorian?
No. Out of 700 kids, yeah. I was, like, 620. I had a 1.7 GPA. I went back and looked at I didn't try in high school. I barely went. But that blows my mind that it sucks even the top kid in the class didn't get to walk because she was there.
Yeah. They could have let them walk but held their diplomas until they cleaned up the mess that they made.
I agree. I think, you know, Dawn, where were you yesterday? Hey, thank
not
you.
Not at Christmas Atticus.
There you go. Thank you so much for calling.
She can't say it either.
Yeah, I know. None of us can.
Her name is Dish Soap, so she knows how to clean.
She knows everything. Hey, good morning, Manny. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Bud, what do you think about this whole situation where the seniors did a prank, caused a little bit of damage, and 30 of them did not get to walk last night?
Okay, so I think it's dumb. I think it's dumb. They should have let them walk. Like that lady said right now, they should have just got the one or two persons who came up with the idea, you know. And I mean, like producer MRK said, this is the time of their life. They worked 12 years hard for this moment, and they're going to remember this moment, you know, for the rest of their life. Yeah, okay, maybe they messed up. They did what they did, but it's a senior prank. Everybody does senior pranks. Me, myself, I started a food fight in the cafeteria.
How did I know something would involve food in you?
Started a food fight in the cafeteria. The principal, they pointed me out. They ratted me out. Oh, well, I did the crime. I did the time, whatever. So what I did to the principal's car is I put shaving cream all over his car.
Oh, man. Manny's getting criminal now up in here.
Now his car's hairless.
No kidding. It's totally smooth. It's baby smooth. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Who's this?
This is Taylor.
Hey, Taylor, what'd you want to say?
I don't know. I just think people are going way too far with these pranks anymore. It's like they're willing to publicly humiliate themselves, vandalize things for the sake of a prank. And I just think the school's saying, welcome to the real world. You can't just do this and not have any consequences.
So do you think, after what you heard, those 30 kids couldn't walk last night, do you think it's tough, but you think that was the right decision?
I do think it's the right decision. I don't think any other punishment would have had the same effect that is actually like a real-world consequence, because even if they have to pay the fee, chances are their parents are going to pay it for them.
You know what? And I just thought of this. I wish I would have brought it up earlier, but I can ask you. Everybody's different. But for example, me, I only graduated high school. Now, I went to like a trade school for radio, which is useless. It wouldn't transfer anywhere, but I did that. But I think for a lot of people nowadays, especially going forward, high school might be your like biggest, I don't even know if accomplishment, but a lot of people don't necessarily go off and get a college degree. Some do, but some people might go into the trades. Some people might just have the high school. Don't you think that it sucks that they're going to miss out on that one big celebration?
I mean, it sucks. It does. But, I mean, going to jail sucks in the real world, and you have to deal with the consequences. If you're going to behave like that, you have to be able to deal with the consequences.
Is that the right consequence for what happened?
Do you think there's another consequence that could have constituted that sort
that sort of punishment?
Absolutely. They could pay for all the vandalism. They could, you know, follow up on every, you know, law that they broke, you know, if pulling fire alarms, if there's a fine and such. I think they should all collectively, they shouldn't snitch on each other. You don't want a bunch of snitches. 30 people should get together and pay for whatever damages they caused. But do you feel right, like that's the right message to send to children that, you know, you're not going to be able to, you know, walk, you know, basically you're putting on this gown to grab a rolled up piece of paper. That's all it really is. But, you know, I think it sends the wrong message. Like,
who's going to actually be paying for that, though? The students or their parents? And what lesson does that teach that mommy and daddy can bail you out of a situation if they have the money for it?
Well, if they're anything like my parents, they will teach them a lesson for damn sure.
That lesson would last for months on my butt.